بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. As you might have already been following these series of shows, we are trying to have a thematic exegesis of the Holy Quran. In our recent shows, we started a discussion on the life of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and different issues around that. We talked about his birth, his immigration, and also we talked about his prophetic mission. The last point which was talked about in our previous show was about the arrival of the Holy Prophet to the Medina and different groups who were facing this new phenomenon in the Medina and different tribes who were receiving the Holy Prophet, different issues, different contractions between different groups of people and social groups of people in Medina were discussed. Jews and hypocrites were the two important groups who make lots of problems for the new religion in Medina, while the Holy Prophet was trying to make a constitution there for the benefit of the people. They tried to make some problems and conflicts between different groups of the society in Medina. If you remember, Sayyid Mohsen, we have been talking about the hypocrites in our previous show.
Yes.
And different issues about problems that they were making on the way of new religion,
yes,
that is Islam in Medina. I want to ask you about the characteristics of these hypocrites. For sure, we have a chapter of Munafiqun, or hypocrites, in Quran.
Yes.
What kind of characteristics was, in fact, named in Holy Quran for that?
Yes, in Holy Quran gives some exact signs for munafiqun, for hypocrites. In the first verses of Surah Baqarah, chapter Baqarah, tells the story of hypocrites, and their performance, their mood is analyzed in these verses. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Baqarah, verse 8, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Of people, there are some who say, we believe in Allah on the last day, but they do not really believe. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They seek to deceive Allah and those who have faith, but they deceive none save themselves, and they are not aware. It's so ridiculous that they wanna deceive the Lord of all the universe, all the creatures, Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they seek to deceive Allah, but they deceive none except themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And why? What's the reason to do such a thing? Allah says, "في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا." In their hearts is a disease, so Allah has increased their disease. You know, it's a tradition of Allah to this kind of people. You know, some kind of disease is in their hearts. And it's important to indicate that the Holy Prophet has got many problems with this group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jews are clear that they are Jews.
They are not Muslims.
Yes, and the idol worshipper that that says, "I'm an idol worshipper. I'm not Muslim." He says his belief, but this group, while they are not Muslims, they say we are Muslim.
Right.
So Allah says in Holy Quran,
the danger of this group naturally is much more than the danger of the Jews
for sure. They are more dangerous for a new religion like Islam.
Okay.
Allah says there is a kind of disease in their hearts. And in other in other verses, I suggest viewers to go to refer to Holy Quran that and see the other characteristics of this dangerous group in Holy Quran.
www.byislam.com